This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Colorado politicians and top state officials are mourning the loss of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser served as a law clerk for Ginsburg more than 20 years ago.
She was the most demanding boss I've ever had. She made me a better lawyer and a better person. She is an icon around the world as an inspiration for a fighter for justice and equality.
Democratic state lawmakers convened at a vigil in Denver City Park last night to remember Ginsburg. Some Colorado activists have started raising money to travel to D.C. to protest if the Senate moves to appoint a new justice before the election. Containment of the Cameron Peak Fire is now at 15%. The blaze has burned more than 102,000 acres west of Fort Collins and just north of Estes Park. Cass Cairns is a spokeswoman for the team fighting the fire. She says that while the steep terrain has made it hard for crews to access some areas, the snowstorm earlier this month helped with containment.
The firefighters are actually making really good progress. And when we had that snowstorm, that really helped the firefighters because it actually stopped the spread of the fire in its tracks.
Almost 1,000 people are working to fight the fire, which is now the fifth largest ever in Colorado. The Denver Nuggets lost against the LA Lakers last night. It was Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets will play the Lakers again tomorrow night. It's going to be warm and breezy today on the Front Range, 88 in Denver, 87 for Colorado Springs, and 91 in Pueblo. This is KRCC and CPR News.